Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, welcome in. You know what time it is. It is time for TNL Post Game Live, brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration here in Starkville. When disaster strikes, well, once again, when you need a name you can trust, Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285, and they can bring your property back to life. Who will bring Mississippi State football back to life? Currently not in that kind of a situation for Mississippi State. Another not tough loss isn't the right word. It's not a tough loss when you lose by 17 and you're never really in the game to begin with outside of the first quarter. But it's a bad loss, and it's not a loss that's going to inspire any confidence when your next two games are against the number one and number two teams in the nation. But 45-28 is the final score in this one. I will not put the blame anywhere but the defense in this particular game. 503 yards of total offense. Florida's quarterbacks are a combined 26 of 28 for 277 yards and three touchdowns. Guys, if you know football, you know that going 27 of – what was it again? I'm going to make sure I have it right. 26 of 28 in a practice situation with no pressure in shirts and T-shirts and shorts is going to be a difficult thing. That is an unbelievable statistic. You go back to last week. With what Toledo was able to do, their quarterback came in throwing 48% of his passes, completing 48% of his passes, and he completes over 80%. And today, that is a 93% completion rate for the Florida Gators. On the ground, 6.3 yards per carry for the Gators. Just gashed Mississippi State defensively. Florida had two touchdowns called back, one on a on a overturned call. The runner was ruled down. Another one on a illegal blindside block. That was, in my opinion, a controversial call. I did not feel like it was a blindside block. It was a really hard hit. And if you wanted to maybe say unnecessary roughness, I don't know that I would agree with you, but that would have made a lot more sense. The blindside block, Isaac Smith's looking right at him. I mean, they're looking right at him. So I didn't like that call, but is what it is on that. This is just where this team is, and this is just where Mississippi State football is right now. You know, they say the stages of grief, the last one is acceptance. It's time to go to that one. There just isn't any hope for, you know, there's not a scenario in this season where Mississippi State turns things around and they find a way to get a couple of upsets down the road, and they're going to play competitive and keep it close with Texas and Georgia the next couple of weeks. You know, 2-10 is really, really the best case scenario for this Mississippi State football team. And that's a tough pill to swallow. I certainly understand that. But that's really where they are. And I would not go so far as to call that UMass game a gimme. UMass played very tough against Toledo just a few weeks ago, much tougher than Mississippi State did. A lot of you guys are already starting to get out on Lebby. I'm willing to let you know the way the recruiting is looking. Picked up some big commitments this week. Looks like State's going to be in a good spot in the NIL space. I'm not willing to go that far. I do think you have to make a move from Coleman Hutzler, but at the same time, I really don't know what Hutzler's ceiling is, because this defense is just so untalented. They're slow. They're not physical. They don't play with a lot of great effort. Now that's a coaching issue for me, but at the same time, you only have so many guys. Brian, you look sweaty. It's like, what's the temperature in here? Holy crap! I look sweaty. What's the temp? It's 91, and the humidity is probably like 70. What do you mean I look sweaty? I am sweaty. Goodness gracious. One of the things that bothers you about this season thus far for me, and then today was State's best offensive day of the year, in my opinion. This was, even though they not the points, 480 yards of offense. They were, I mean, I said they needed to have balance, 240 passing, 240 rushing. It can't be much more balanced than that. If you take the sack yardage out, 255 yards rushing. Daniels, Booth, Lee all ran the ball pretty well. But you're not getting the offensive explosion that you thought you were getting. You know, I expected to lose games, high-scoring games, but this offense stalls out way too often. That being said, today is 100% on the defense. You know, we go back to the Arizona State game, and I was pretty adamant. I said, you know, hey, defense played pretty poorly, but the offense was my issue. Today, that's not the case. Today is about the defense. I'm getting Joe Moorhead vibes. I'm not getting Joe Moorhead vibes from this at all. I just want to see – I need to see this team more talented. So they're really going to have to work hard in the portal and in recruiting to get some more talent. Because you've just got guys who – they're just not SEC players. Suleiman Kapaka, not an SEC player. Stone Blanton doesn't really look like an SEC player, to be honest with you. And that's a guy who played in an SEC school behind this. Just not a lot of talent there. Sam Sharma, over-under on Texas scoring 60 points. I mean, Florida just put 45 on them. Are you talking about in the first half? Absolutely, I would take the over on that. It'd be almost impossible. Shane Bills asks, is Blake hurt bad? I don't know about the status of Blake Shapen. Obviously, you know, in post-game, I'm sure it'll be asked about. Yeah, it'll simply – the answer will simply be, you know, we'll get an update. We'll ask him again on Monday. He'll update it and be like, well, we'll see what happens. And then on Wednesday, we'll know when they release the injury report. Shapen, just not great today. 13 of 21, 140 yards. He missed a couple of guys. He had a chance to get some big plays and didn't get that. Did add some rushing yards, 32 rushing yards, but he took a sack. So it's probably closer to 40 rushing yards in there. Michael Van Buren, I guess that might be the big story of the day. Michael Van Buren is apparently the number two quarterback. He came in once Shapen was hurt. Chris Parson did not see the field. I thought State's offensive line was a little better today. As I mentioned, 240 yards rushing. They were able to get some interior push. They still are weak at left tackle. Mac Pounder is not his best effort today, or maybe it was his best effort, in which case, what are you going to do? I knew that when this season started that, you know, the 6-6 prediction was kind of my best case scenario. I didn't think State had a really good chance of being over 6. I was like, and so in best case scenario, what does that mean? It means that everything has to go right. And so maybe I was a little, obviously I was a little off on that, because not only has everything not gone right, guys, nothing has gone right at all, hardly, for this football team this season. They can't make it. They can't get stops. They can't convert key plays when they need to. You look at that fumble in the end zone there where Kelly Jones has it. He can just fall on the ball, but instead he tries to pick it. You got to have more awareness there. You're in the end zone. Fall on the ball, get it, and get first down. Instead, Florida's able to recover, and they get a touchdown. And not saying that that's the game or anything like that, but it just is an issue. Shapen needs to look downfield more. He is starting to take those checkdowns a little bit more. The second play of the game, he had Craver wide open down the field and took a short check down there, and it was just not great. Not great for Mississippi State there. I like the running game. These numbers right here, if State had these numbers, they would have beaten Arizona State. You know, Daniels, 14 carries, 77 yards. Booth, 16 carries, 75 yards. Lee, 8 carries, 52 yards. Shapen, 12 carries, 32 yards. You give me those numbers against Arizona State, and that's a win. That's a win. Evan Cartwright, I know you have to move on from Hutzler. He's just not cutting it, but who takes that job? Another defensive coordinator. This is one of those things that fans say sometimes. Like, if you're a defensive coordinator at a G5 school and you're making $350K a year, and Mississippi State comes in and says, hey, we'll pay you $1.2 million per year, you're taking that job. You're just going to take that job. I mean, they're talking about tripling your salary. You take that job. So if that's true, why didn't we do that this year? Because Levy wanted to go with a guy that he knew. And that's probably the way it should have gone. He should have gone with a more experienced defensive coordinator, but he didn't. He made, and it's a mistake. It was a mistake. And I think we said it was a mistake at the time. You know, I said that, you know, you have a first-year head coach, you might want a veteran defensive guy, but instead, it just is what it is. So, countdown to hoops at the hump yet. Hey, they announced today they're doing the Junction Jam or Jam in the Junction. They're going to have a basketball, I guess like a slam dunk contest and all that out there. So that'll be cool. You think Shapen sticks around for another year? He doesn't have another year of eligibility. So no, I don't think that. I don't think Shapen will be back next year. They may apply for another year because they think they can get it, but I don't think so. No, I don't. I think Mississippi State's starting quarterback for next year is not at Mississippi State right this second. I think he is on a roster somewhere else to be found. So broadcast said Shapen is hoping for a six. We'll see. Is Shapen hurt or was the game decided? I think he was injured. I believe he injured his arm. They took him out of the game. He was in the locker room. So there you go. Goodness gracious. Looking at the schedule, it's just so incredible. I mean, your next two games are against the number one and number two teams in the nation. You're 1-3. You've lost to Arizona State, Toledo, Florida. I mean, these are not great teams. By the way, this will be a thing that is true tomorrow, and that's there is no greater boondoggle in college sports than these bowl games. Two reps from the Orange Bowl were here today. Why? Why are representatives from a bowl that is part of the college football playoff here at Mississippi State, Florida? Neither one of those teams are going to have any shot to be in that situation. Why are they here? They just want to see a free college football game and walk around in their orange blazer in 90-degree weather. Why are you here? I don't know the answer to that. Braden Parker, why try speed option on the goal line? It was open. If the pitch is good and he holds onto the pitch, he walks into the end zone. That's not an issue. The play call was fine. The execution was poor. Sometimes I'm just, you know, I coaches say that a lot, and a lot of times I don't agree with it. In that case, I agree with it. The play was there to be a touchdown. So I don't have a problem with that. A lot of you guys like Michael Van Buren. Guys, you really want to go into a season next year with a guy who's going to be a redshirt freshman who's maybe played in four games? I mean, he's 7 of 13 today for 100 yards, 5 carries for -5 yards. You saw enough? You saw enough there? Come on, guys. Come on. So you're going to go into next year with Michael Van Buren, Kamario Taylor, and who? Who's the third quarterback? You're going to get a transfer. Just stop. What has Shapen done? It is irrelevant what Shapen has done. I'm talking about for next year. You can't just say we're going to roll with Van Buren out there. No chance. Parson, I would be surprised if Parson has been beaten out by Van Buren, he's not going to stick around, I don't think. So expense accounts aren't going to expense themselves. Rob had a way with some wisdom there. No question about that. We are all just sad, Brian. I get it. I understand. This is tough. I get it. But it is what it is. And it's just not we that's the, if you take nothing else away, and I hate that you have to take this away. I really do. But if you take nothing else away from this, you just have to understand that if you are sitting there thinking since all the bowl reps visit MSU annually. Okay. I mean, then visit. You don't have to be wearing that blazer, man. It's hot out here. The thing you have to take away is that there's no miracle fix here. There's no quick cure. There's no this is just going to continue to get worse. You know, there is a strong chance this is a 1-11 season. That possibility is very, very real. And that is harsh when you consider that Ole Miss could well be an 11-1 team. That's going to be a very bitter, bitter pill to swallow for Mississippi State. So we will continue on. Hey, let's thank one of our sponsors here. I love just hitting y'all with like, oh, it's over and this team is terrible and blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about one of our sponsors. I know they appreciate that, but our good friends over at Lazy Guys, they're open today, so you can call them right now. If you're watching college football in Starkville or Columbus and you don't want to get off the couch, ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats, go local with Lazy Guys. Use the promo code MSUNIL to save $3 on your order and make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. That's where the $8 million came from. 8 million Lazy Guys orders have come through in the past couple of weeks, and they were able to make this donation. So thanks to Lazy Guys, $8 million donation. For orders of $50 or more, you can get $10 off and make it $5 in initiative with the code MSUNIL50. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game or you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store, if you're picking up groceries for dinner or you just want to pick up dinner itself, make sure you go local, support the Bulldog Initiative, and call Lazy Guys. MSU's defense, a.k.a. lazy guy. I tell you what, man, I just crowd looks subpar from TV. What was it like in person? We don't do that here. We don't talk about the crowd. I mean, you saw it on TV. That's what it was. What you thought it was. So, Brian, send me a chair to Italy. I'm not going to Italy. My buddy Robert St. John's going soon. You can get on board with him. He'll get you a chair. He'll get you a chair. Let's see here. Bad football, and my catharsis has now been interrupted by commercials from both Kamala and Trump. I'm sorry. I have no control over that. You know, only thing to root for is Lane to, so what is it? Lane to what? Oh, to Florida. I don't know. I doubt it. If I had to guess, I doubt it. Arch going off. That is something. Arch Manning getting the first start, SEC start against Mississippi State is some fantastic irony or drama, however you want to put it up. Brian, can you talk about what playing like this has on recruiting, if any? Well, I mean, you saw State picked up 2 4-star recruits this week. It has very little. Those guys look at this and say, I can come in and play next year. I can play immediately. They're going to offer good NIL because they need players. Players, high school players, by and large, not as emotional as the fans are. You know, they you know, I'm not saying they're more mature because they're just kids, but they are. They do look at it from the prism of I can play early on a bad team. So there you go. Did Smith have a concussion on that blindside? I mean, I'm sure that's what they're treating it as. I'm sure he's in the concussion protocol. And I won't be surprised if he doesn't play next week. To be honest with you, we'll see what happens. It could very well play, but we'll see. Who is making Florida cowbells? Were there Florida cowbells? The Florida fans had cowbells. I didn't see this. Matthew Anthony, Rob Hathaway, both. What is the effect of having recruiting? Lots of opportunity. That's playing time, right? Yeah. That's correct. That's exactly. I mean, you think about the JUCO safety Tony Mitchell, who just committed from EMCC, right? He's looking at State secondary and going, I could start there now, let alone next year. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Now, does that mean Caleb Cunningham's coming? Probably not. That ship, I think, has sailed. It's going to hurt when he ends up signing with Ole Miss. But yeah, he's not. That's probably not going to happen. But defensive players for sure, and State will still get some quality receivers. They still will. So. Moving on from that, do you chalk the awful tackling to coaching technique or just a tackling issue? They're just not talented. They're not talented. The coaching technique probably doesn't help, but you just got guys, they can't get to the edge. They're not strong enough physically. They're just not good players. So, let's see here. What's going on in the Arkansas game? What's the score of that game? I took Arkansas in the pick'em. With Robbie. Let's do a quick look around the SEC here, I guess. Nothing there in Arkansas. What's the SEC schedule this week? SEC schedule. We're doing this live, guys. This is free content. Free content I'm giving you guys right here. Let's see here. That's not what we want. Why can't it just be easy, guys? Why can't the SEC just give you a thing there? There we go. This is week one. Wow. The SEC schedule, the SEC website is just awful. You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry I brought it up. I regret ever thinking that it was a good idea that to maybe just go to secsports.com and be able to look at a scoreboard for today. I thought that was a good idea, but apparently I was wrong. How could I have been so stupid? You know, I was in a good mood up until that moment there. All right, here we go. Kentucky way up on Ohio, 41-6. Auburn, Arkansas just getting underway. LSU already up 7-0. They're a 24-point favorite in that game. I expect them to win very big in that game. And then everything else happening later today. Vandy at Missouri, Akron at South Carolina, Bowling Green at Texas A&M, and the game of the night, of course, Oklahoma hosting Tennessee, Georgia Southern at Ole Miss, ULM at Texas, the fabled meeting between Arch Manning and General Booty. Can't wait to see that. How about James Madison dropping 70 on UNC? Incredible. Incredible. So, Deshaun Foster coaches UCLA, which is in Los Angeles. Braden Parker, you're absolutely correct. What polo am I wearing? I am wearing a Genteel polo. Our friends at Genteel, the Super Talk logo here. Very comfortable. It wicks moisture sometimes, so that's a good thing for me today. Oh, UCLA scores. Oh, okay. Tonight, what meat am I cooking? I'm doing some bacon-wrapped chicken tenders on the grill, and then tomorrow I'm going to do a pork butt. Got a lot of cooking to do. So we will get through this. We will survive. Of course, the Saints play tomorrow, so hopefully football will not need to be canceled. Should be going. So when we get, let's just wrap things up here on the show. And again, it's just going to be a long, hard few months till we get to the end of the season. And you know, when we say that all we have is each other, we really do mean it, because it's going to be a long, painful, arduous process. State is unlikely to win more than one game this season. They would probably be a minimum of a 17-point underdog to everybody else they play except for UMass. And I'm telling you, even Arkansas would probably be a big favorite against Mississippi State. 40 points. There's a possibility that ULM minus 44 and a half or plus 44 and a half underdog is closer than State would be to Texas in terms of the line. And it could end up being that way. So we do it. Do we upset Arch in Texas at home next year? Man, I can't even begin to tell. I don't know what State's roster is next year. We can't even do that. We cannot have that discussion. Not even close. So, you know, we just stick together and, I'm here for you. Robbie's here for you, and we'll be here for you the whole season long as we go through on Thunder and Lightning. Let's wrap it up. Guys, have a great rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the rest of the day of college football. If you're cooking out, have a good one. Want to thank – oh, let's do our Paul Davis Impact Player of the Game. When you need an impact player, Paul Davis is who to call. I'm going to go with Johnny Daniels. This 2 weeks in a row, I've been impressed by him. 14 carries, 77 yards. He had a touchdown as well. Did he have a catch? No catches today, but – I will split it with him and Devon Booth. I mean, they combined for 150 yards rushing between them. Pretty good. So our Paul Davis impact players of the game, Devon Booth and Johnny Daniels. Good game for those two guys going forward. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your Saturday, as I was saying. We'll talk to you again soon here. This has been Thunder and Lightning live postgame from the Davis Wade Press Box.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.